Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Studio Diaries. My friend just said I'm a movie friend. Can you explain this?
Yes. Finally, you ask. Assalamu alaikum. I've been waiting. I've been itching. A movie friend is, you know, when you watch a really good movie and you see this character that is filled with like integrity, that is very reliable, that you think to yourself, wow, there's no friend like that. Like that movie friend was crafted by 7 different writers in 20 different countries. I don't know how that, 20 different writers in 20 different countries all came together, sat down in the writing block room or whatever they call it, and drafted what the best friend, like the bestest of friend, could look like, what are qualities they could have. And then you shoop that into one person, that's Muna. Like, I know if I go to jail, she'll ask me, Muhammad Shikugay. But if I ask her to be my lawyer, she's gonna open up the law books of Minnesota, study a little bit of statutes here and there within the next 5 days.
Why is every scenario you being a criminal?
I didn't say I'm gonna be a criminal. All I said is I might go to jail. Okay?
For every scenario that comes up, you...
I feel like... That's the only scenario I have.
That's your worst case.
Yeah. There's one lady. There's a video of the lady.
Yeah.
She accidentally ran over a squirrel. And she stopped her car and asked people... bystanders walking if she was going to jail.
You know, I almost drove over a squirrel, and that was the saddest day ever. Wallah, I did not realize the level of effect.
Yeah, because it's life,
knowing that you killed a squirrel. Yeah, that's you. Damn.
That really hurts.
So I feel that. Oh, that's crazy.
She was life contemplating, should I go to the police station and report myself? What are we doing right now, Muna? That's, by the way, that's what a friend, that's what a friend, a movie friend
means.
Oh, you asked me that?
No, I'm asking you, what are we doing right now?
Right now, we are experiencing the true meaning of life.
Mm.
We are sitting in the, near the riverbank on a sandy platform. Actually, this is a lake, right?
This is a river.
This is a river?
This is the Mississippi River.
The way it's moving so slowly, it's not even rushing.
Yeah.
That's crazy. We're next to the Mississippi River. We're watching the sunrise. Earlier, we watched several flocks of birds migrate. Which, it was your first time, you said, right?
Not today, but when I first came to the spot. My first time seeing birds migrating.
From here?
Yeah.
And there were different groups. There were late tardy folks. There were early risers. There were slow flyers. There were gliders. There were fast ones. And then Muna pointed at the river and said, you see those bubbles popping up? And I told her, yeah. She goes, those are fishes. There's fishes underwater. She said she wanted to learn how to fish. And she wants to get a boat. Really, she wants to be a 40-year-old white man. And I support that movement. And, but personally, I thought those little bubbles were raindrops that were selective.
Yeah, I remember when we were doing Wasima's film, It started raining. You know the one shot of like Blue sitting at the beach?
Yeah.
And then it just started raining, and it was so, like, it was like little drops of rain on the lake, and it was so nice. Like, it came out so cinematic. Even though we shot everything on a phone, it came out so cinematic. I don't think I realized this time period in the day. Like, I always used to think, if I get up earlier, I can start work earlier. The one that I'm realizing is, alhamdulillah, like, one thing I kept saying is la hawla la quwwata illa billah, la hawla la quwwata illa billah. There's no transformation. I will ask you, Allah, there's no transformation without you. So help me transform into the life that I want. And so it's like, I would aim for certain things, but then I could feel like a wall of it not happening. And the things I'm aiming for is my bad, it's like my habits that I need to get rid of. So my habit always is like, oh, if I wake up earlier, I can get start work earlier. Right? But I started a Quran class in the morning. I get out like done like 6:30. So I would be like, oh, I could use that time. I could start work at like 7. I could use that and then catch up for work. And so then by 9 a.m., I'm like ahead of the schedule or whatever. But every day, it's like Allah's showing me a different part of it. It's like, oh, do something for yourself. So when I found this spot, it's like, sunrise is really that time period where it's like 7 to 8:30, or like 8 by 7:30, like the sun is gonna be up. And that's like, oh. And then yesterday I realized, oh, finally I understood what Allah was trying to tell me. This time period is for you, nothing else. It doesn't matter how, like, how many tasks you gotta get done. That all starts after 9. This time period, like 7 o'clock, this time period is your time, like time to spend with yourself. And then yesterday I was at a cafe and I said, I was at a cafe early because I had to drop off my brother. I was like, wow, this is actually so cute. And I just sat and I drank coffee or drank my cup of tea. I was like, wow, this feels like I'm on a date with myself.
Oh.
So then I remember I wrote down, I said, this time period, I either spend it with myself or my people. Like, it's like just chill, no expectation, no planning. Just and then like, Allah brings different visitors every day.
This is
so beautiful.
You know, another favorite thing I appreciate about you is you're always in the space of cultivating yourself. You're always in a space of movement. You're moving. Hatta, this river is moving towards something we don't know, right? Now it's in its calm state. Later on, like, you give yourself the freedom and the flexibility to refine yourself. And I really like that. And you always like that through Hatta today.
Yeah.
Ya Allah, you said, Ya Allah, you're the best of... La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But you said something after that. You said the best of transformers?
There's no transformation without Allah.
Without Allah. So transform...
So help me transform.
Into the life that I want.
Into the life that I want.
That is a powerful dua.
Yeah.
That is a powerful...
It's like... One time I was telling you where it's like... I tried to watch Netflix and then the app wouldn't work.
Three times.
And then I deleted it, re-downloaded it, still didn't work. And I ended up falling asleep. It's like those moments.
And you're done.
Yeah. Like, I'll tell somebody, hey, okay, I'm going to work on it. So I'd be like, I told them already, I only have 2 hours in the week. And then, but me, my optimism, I always overcommit. And I'm like, okay, I'll work on it. So that by the time we meet, I'll have this done. Bug off, nothing, can't find a single time to do anything. So then when we get to that place, I'm like, I'm sorry, yo, I thought I was gonna have some time period in my entire week to be able to do this, but I guess I was right. I only have at least two hours a week to work on this. So then I'll be like, let's do it. It happened so many times, like, I'm like, wow. It's like, and then it's like, no, I don't know what time you're committing. And it's like, alhamdulillah, being able to learn to prioritize being a human being over work is the biggest movement forward, because now it's like everything that I do is moving at a pace where I could breathe and it feels so fulfilling. It's not about like goalposts or markers or expectations or standards anymore. It's more of like I'm transforming into who I want to be, and this is a process. It's like, And at the end, we're just going to roll into Jannah bi'idhnillah.
Inshallah.
Because it's not our actions that get us to Jannah.
It's the mercy of Allah.
It's the mercy of Allah. And it's like, if every day you show up.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I didn't think about that. Wow.
Mm.
Like, that's how love works.
It's a choice.
Love is like showing up every day. Mm-hmm. It's not like milestones.
Love is about showing up every day. It's not about milestones. Like, if I did something for you yesterday, I'm thinking about, oh, I did that for you.
That would be weird.
And then I don't show up the other days. But it's like love is actually about. So that's how love works. So it's showing up every day. So it's like we're our relationship with Allah. It's not about, oh, I didn't sin, or I sinned, or I did this action or this deed. It's about showing up every day.
And making an attempt to show up.
Yeah. No, just, and Allah made it easy. When you open your eyes and you just think of Allah, that's you showing up.
Wow, subhanAllah.
You don't have to do something. That is you doing something. When you think of Allah, that's you doing something.
Wow, that's,
yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so they say, the, even for salah, the base of it is dua. Was it mukhu al-ibadah? Dua? Something like that. It's like the root of all worship is dua, which is just thinking and praying and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. You know, I was reading Surah An-Naml today, and I was reflecting on the fact people say, oh, the one thing that we have that animals don't have is a language. But that's not true.
No.
Because Sulaiman alayhi salam, he was hearing the conversations of the ants and the conversations of the hudhud and the conversations of the... So they have conversations.
Yeah.
We don't understand.
No. Because we don't understand.
Yeah, well, human understanding is so primitive.
Very.
Compared to what is described in the Quran and described in, like...
Very.
The creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our thoughts are so primitive, so tiny.
And they're very ego-based.
Yeah.
Humans are... It doesn't make sense. Like ants. It's a beautiful example.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen an ant's house? This is very unfortunate. But there is this... I think it was a scientist or like researchers. They poured cement down an ant hole.
Oh, I was seeing that. I saw that. Did you show that to me? And then everybody's commenting, this is a genocide. Oh, is it a termite hole?
It definitely was a genocide.
For the sake of art, they just murdered.
Another flock.
Oh, whoa.
This is crazy.
This is huge.
Yo, do you think they all land in the same spot and then transition to like different cities?
Look at how connected this one is, so long.
And how did, again, form a language?
Yeah.
How do they connect with each other? If it was all Somali, you would only see a straight line going forward.
You know something? Somebody said that ducks have to go south. Like, they don't have an option. They have to.
They have to go south? How do they know where south is?
Ilahi. Yeah.
Apparently, I'm not sure.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنُ إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ بَصِيرٌ. Wow. So beautiful, huh?